You know what the name of the Gulf is to that sign?
Gulf of Mexico.
Could you name me just a few of the bigger cities in Tennessee?
Well, there's Nashville and Memphis and Jackson.
Do you remember the name of
Chattanooga?
Yeah. I was about to say the name of an old song, something another choo choo.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
Or talking about port cities, do you know the one in Georgia?
Savannah, I imagine.
Or do you know any other bigger cities in Georgia?
Atlanta, Macon.
Have you ever heard of Fort Benning?
Yeah, Fort Benning, Georgia.
Do you know what city that's close to?
No, I never thought about that.
Have you ever heard of Phoenix City, Alabama?
Yeah, I guess I have. There's Phoenix, Arizona, though.
Well, what I was going to tell you there, that Georgia city is right across the river from Phoenix City, Alabama. It's Columbus.
Columbus.
What about if you were, say, in the city in Kentucky, you know, where they have all the horse races?
I can't remember right now.
Louisville,
Kentucky.
Do you know the big city in southern Ohio?
Cincinnati.
And just two or three foreign countries. If you were in Paris, you would be in
France.
And if you were in Moscow, you'd be in
Russia.
And if you were in Dublin, you'd be in
Ireland.
What would you say the biggest religious denomination around here is?
I mean, it'd be between the Baptists and Methodists. I imagine it'd be Baptist.
Well, when somebody goes to church, they say they go to pray to
God.
Or when somebody becomes a member of the church, you say that they
united or joined the church.
Or when a person goes to church, you say he goes to listen to the preacher preach a
sermon.
Or somebody might say, well, I don't care anything about listening to the sermon, I just go to hear the
music.
Or say if somebody was listening to the choir or the church music, they might say, that sure is
pretty, beautiful, pretty.
Or if you were on the way, if you were on the way to church, but your car had a flat tire and you had to change it, you might say, well, church will be over
before we get there.
What would you say that the enemy, or the being that's supposed to be the enemy and the opposite of God is?
Satan.
Any other names?
The devil.
The devil. Is that the same thing, you know, sometimes parents would scare the children into behaving? They'd say that if you don't behave, the old
devil would get you.
Ever heard him called anything besides that?
Bad man.
Yeah. Ever heard him called the boogeyman? Or
boogeyman
or something like that? Is a boogeyman supposed to be the devil?
Yeah.
Well, what about these things, you know, that some people claim they see around graveyards?
Ghosts.
Ever heard them call anything else?
Haints. Yeah. Spirit.
You know anybody around here who believes in them?
No, I don't.